I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. Okay, we're cutting right to the chase. The Indian state of Maharashtra is the answer to our geo quiz today. The state's capital is Mumbai, and Bollywood is its flashiest industry. Bollywood's movie offerings this past year included one called Blue. It features pop singer Kylie Minogue singing this raunchy dance tune called Chiggy Wiggy. Harshita Kohli is an entertainment reporter in Mumbai. Hi, Harshita.
Hello.
Now, we've heard about a campaign to ban foreign actors in Bollywood films. Where is it coming from and how seriously is it being taken?
Well, you know, this latest scandal or the latest gossip that's doing the rounds is, yes, you know, like you mentioned, it's about not having international actors in Bollywood. It is coming out of a political party called the MNS. It is not in power, so it does not have any direct reflection of what the Indian government wants. However, it is a party which is very vocal, which does have a decent sizable support in the state of Maharashtra. And they're the ones who are behind this latest agenda of saying that, you know, they do not want international actors over here. Then they had a problem, you know, with Pakistani players being used for the cricket tournament that's on right now. You know, so they are very, very radical. They're very extremist. But to answer your question, how much importance is it being given? None at all, simply because the common man is pretty much fed up of agenda such as this. You know, the aim behind them is nothing but to grab headlines.
And what are the group's tactics? How disruptive are they?
Well, you know, the MNS is really known for its violent side. You know, when they announce something, when they decide that they're going to burn effigies and they're going to take to the streets. For example, very recently, we had a film here called My Name is Khan, which starred Shah Rukh Khan. Now, they had a problem with Shah Rukh Khan. And so they said, fine, we're going to decide that My Name is Khan should not be released. And they started attacking theaters. Now, as a theater owner, when your business venue is going to be in trouble, you're going to lose a lot of money. You know, nobody wants to come to your theater. So therefore, a theater owner will say, okay, fine, you know what? Hands up. I'm not going to screen this movie till such time that I have a surety from the government that I won't get hurt. Well, the MNS gets what they want. They get the, you know, headlines that they've been able to stop the biggest superstar's movie. And they've, you know, they've sent their message across.
So in that sense, they do have an impact. And I mean, there's a long line of international pop stars that have turned up in Bollywood in the past, like Snoop Dogg, Kylie Minogue. I mean, could this be a serious issue, even though you say, in a way, people don't take them seriously?
It's now reached a point when people, you know, earlier people would get scared. The common man is whom I'm talking about, you know, moviegoers who buy these tickets, who used to earlier say that, you know what, we don't want to get out of the house. If they've called for some action, we'll just stay in the house. We won't go to school. We won't go to work. Now, people are very, very vocal. They will use social networking sites to let these people know that, excuse me, but you're not going to decide what I'm going to do in this city. This city is as much mine as it is yours. And that was seen for the first time very, very vocally when this last incident took place with My Name is Khan. Everybody came out in full support of Shah Rukh Khan and said, you know what, don't worry, we're going to go watch your movie. And there were long queues on the first day. And I think that sent a message across to a certain extent to them that said, you know what, you can't really push your luck so much.
Tell us about the Senegalese-born American rap star named Akon. It sounds like he may be showing up in Mumbai soon.
Well, yes, you know, Akon was actually in Mumbai about a week and a half back. He is going to be singing for Shah Rukh Khan's next movie called Rawan, in which Shah Rukh plays a superhero. Akon was in the city where he was recording a song for this movie. He is a very, very popular rapper. He has a huge, huge fan base in India. So it has created a lot of buzz. So be rest assured that, you know, no matter what MNS says, loads of international stars will be coming here. We also hear there might just be a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Shah Rukh Khan in the near future as well.
You heard it straight from reporter Harshita Kohli. Let's go out with a bit of Akon on his track called Locked Up. Thank you, Harshita.
My pleasure, anytime.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.